on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
You know the rules, and so do I. Sorry, that's Rick Astley. I'm just really getting it. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. I'm just singing. Just let me sing. It's Friday, okay? Come on.
Let him take it. It's not karaoke Fridays here on the Plan B Morning Show.
Ooh, that's a good idea. We should do that. Just let people sing.
No, we shouldn't.
Wouldn't that be great?
No. That's because I got to be here every Friday, and I hate, dude, I can't stand karaoke.
Come on, that's just because you suck at karaoke.
I suck at karaoke. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Wet blanket.
Anyway. But at least I know I suck, unlike I feel like everybody else. There's only a few good people out there that can karaoke.
I don't know if you know this, Hunter, but people come from far and wide to hear me sing karaoke, okay?
It's a big deal.
Dude,
just listen to your voice right now. It's scratchy. There's no way it's,
never gonna
it's a good
get
karaoke.
Here, never gonna lay here. All right, enough of my amazing singing. We have a show to do, Hunter, okay? I know you want to hear me sing, but we have
the
things
DJ
to do.
DJ always turns their mic up so loud, dude. Stop that.
Let's blow out some eardrums. This is a good one for him.
You know, we can hear him.
Anyway, hey, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrus Moving and Self Storage. Pretty simple. It's right in their name. If you need it moved or stored, Bintrus Moving and Self Storage. Hit them up. They'll get you taken care of. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do snorkeling.
Snorkeling? Yeah, I did that in Cozumel.
Oh, boy. You're not going to like that when you hear the definition.
Oh, wait, what? Snorkeling? Not with a mask, huh?
Snorkeling.
I mean, you may need a mask. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, for the goggles, I guess that would work. Snorkeling.
Oh, man. Dude, I have an idea. And there's no absolute way I could explain this on the radio without getting fired. So I'm going to leave that
alone.
You
let me do it? All right, I'll take it.
I'll let you take it.
I'll take it on the chin. Snorkeling. It's when a man receives mouth fun from someone underwater, all right? When the person's underwater.
What?
So like if in a hot tub, if you just see a guy sitting there with like a look on his face like he's having a good time, and then all of a sudden someone pops up, that person was snorkeling.
Oh, okay.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Kiss the girl. No, you did more than kiss the girl.
La, 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 la.
So here's the thing. Can I just put this out there? Any sexual thing in water is not, I mean, maybe when you're young and experiencing things and trying things out,
yeah.
But once you do it once or twice, you're just like, nah, this is never going to happen again. It's not good.
Even though it goes against my amazing dumb vocabulary, Hunter, you're absolutely right. All right. In the shower, in the hot tub, in a pool.
It's a hassle, man. It's a hassle.
Water is not a natural lubricant. I know it's wet, but folks, it doesn't do what it's supposed to. All right. No. So, yeah, for all you young bucks out there, you get a snorkel from time to time. All right. But after a while, it's not worth the trouble. Okay. All right.
Want to go snorkeling?
Go snorkeling under the sea. Under the sea.
Kiss the girl.
What is that? Things are better down where it's wetter. You're damn right it is. Example, Liz went snorkeling in my hot tub last night. Is that the noise of snorkel me? I don't know. We should have ended with under the sea. All right, that is your dumb vocabulary for a Friday. As always, brought to you by Bintrus Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Rock 107 double.